into the Word.
И
and,
я хочу
I want to,
сегодня
today,
конкретно поговорить не о одной очень уникальной
really,
вещи.
Really
я так
speak
скажу,
about one unique
это
thing.
Фундаментальная
I would say
тема.
This is a sermon. This is one
то,
of the fundamental
sayings
or
ищет Бога,
what is needed for those that
Бога,
seek and search for God,
Богу,
that moves
Богу,
towards
люди,
God,
которые,
people that
вещи,
those things that you cannot
Итак,
pass by.
Мои,
so,
сегодня,
my beloved, today
я хочу назвать эту тему
I
очень просто,
call this message
изменение элементов атмосферы.
Changing,
сегодня я хочу поговорить с вами об очень
the,
интересной вещи.
Elements of the atmosphere.
Вы знаете, мне очень уникально приходят темы.
You know, the, my messages come to me in a very unique way. This one came to be again. It was very unique.
Эта тема пришла
this message
ко мне,
came
наблюдая
to me while I was watching
воды.
A glass of cold water.
Уникально, да?
Unique, huh?
То есть, ты скажешь, ты
so you say, what? You
receive
a revelation upon that? Yes, if I will tell you
нет.
What I receive revelations upon, you will laugh.
Бог,
God
тебе
says,
через простые вещи,
or
да?
Speaks to you through simple things.
Через,
he speaks through, to you through,
хочет,
I mean,
то,
however he wants, whatever he wants, and
то,
he shows you
Итак, мои,
what he sees.
So,
changing up the elements of the atmosphere. I was watching this cold glass of water.
Знаете,
you know, it was so cold that
был,
a glass
таком, знаете,
was in this,
it
was,
покрытие, как оно называется? Я не знаю, скажите мне,
it was covered by this
kind of
like a,
видите,
it was sort of like a fog, I guess, and I could
воды.
See that it's cold
и
glass of water, and the Holy
говорит,
Spirit tells me, pay attention. I said, Lord, have I not seen glasses before? He says, watch. And as I'm watching, while the preacher was speaking, he says, look right now. Quite some time passed by, and I looked at the glass. He didn't have that fog around him. He looked like my glass right now. You know why it looks like that? Because it is totally in sync with the elements of the atmosphere. You hear me? You know what happened with the glass?
Как он не хотел быть холодным,
no matter how much it wanted to be cold, the
elements
of the atmosphere took him over. Oh, hallelujah. Some that know me, they can guess what I'm going to say. So, my beloved, the Holy Spirit told me, and when he showed me second time the glass that was totally in the, it had the temperature of the elements of the atmosphere that surrounded him, quite some time passed by, it remained in this, you know, lukewarm, you know, room temperature condition. So, my beloved, God started speaking to me.
Почему церкви, христиане, служение больше похожи на этот мир, чем на своего великого Творца?
Missions, they look more like this world than their creator. You might say, what do you mean, my beloved?
Если вы начнете двигаться в славу Бога,
if you will start to move in the glory of God, forget about everybody and everything, you will be shocked what condition the bride of Christ is in at the moment. You hear me? Oh, show him yours. I will catch it. Catch it.
Сюда. Перья летают, они летали. Нормально все. Ангелы тут. Папа. Папа тут о всем позаботился.
Daddy is taking care of it all. Angels are flying.
Перья летают. Летают.
Feathers are flying. I don't know. I'm preaching.
Да-да, оно откуда-то появляется.
Yes, it's coming out of somewhere. Yes, you know where it's from?
Это выдуло из этих,
it came out of the,
из кондиционера.
The vents. Out of the conditioning vents. Air conditioning vents.
О, гля, какое огромное. А ну дай сюда. А ну дай сюда. Дай сюда.
Look at that big one. Look how pretty that is.
Okay, пусть лежит.
We'll just let it lay
потом,
there.
Надо, возьмете.
Then you can pick it up.
Хорошо, если мы все это будем сейчас замечать,
if we'll pay attention, we're not
going
to have time to preach, so you guys can catch it.
Хорошо.
We'll continue speaking.
Сосредоточимся на теме.
Let's.
Изменение элементов атмосферы.
So, the change of the elements of the atmosphere. God is doing very unique things right now. Why is it that Christianity Christians look more like this world than their Heavenly Father? You know why? God always says, they said, teach us how to pray. Number one, what Jesus wanted to teach his disciples to pray about, let your kingdom or let your atmosphere come. Let your
воля в этой атмосфере твоя.
In this atmosphere, let it be your will.
Дорогие мои, my beloved, научи нас молиться. Он говорит, дорогие мои,
teach us how to pray.
Все, что там вам бесы повинуются, он говорит,
you know, demons obey. Relax. You have to understand.
You have to understand one thing. В чьих руках атмосфера?
Who has the atmosphere?
В тех руках и все находящееся в атмосфере.
In their hands and everything that is in the atmosphere is in their hands also.
Дорогие мои, о, я сегодня, мы сегодня куда-то пойдем.
Oh, today we will go somewhere.
Опять же говорю, если у тебя религиозные мозги,
if you have religious mindset, I feel very sorry for you.
Потому что опять сегодня будет глюк.
Because you will have an occasional problem.
Почему христиане больше верят естественному и противостоят сверхъестественному?
Why do Christians
во время того, как мы
resist the supernatural and they take the natural? While we were worshiping, I saw a very unique picture. It was an open vision,
a
couple of seconds. I saw how masses of Christians.
I
saw the glory of God
and masses of Christians
that were resisting the glory.
I was shocked.
It was not a small amount of people. It was masses of people. They do not want this glory. Why?
Because in the glory,
all things shall be revealed.
Очень маленькое количество хотят
small amount of people want to be revealed. I always say, Lord, open up, cleanse me out, squeeze things out of me, all the diseases, make me clean.
Я не хочу прятаться никогда.
I don't want to hide ever. That's how I am.
И если ему угодно,
and if he wants
он
to,
все, что он
he'll do whatever he wants to do with you and me.
Я в его руках.
I am in
ничего
his hands.
Не хочу прятаться, хочу быть кристально чистым.
I want to be clear, crystal clear.
Почему дух этого мира настолько вошел?
Why is it the spirit of this world is so
in
the Church of Christ? Not only do they look like this world, this is just an occasional gathering of people that have similar interests.
Извините.
Sorry.
Когда я видел
when
людей,
I saw people that gather for conferences,
которые делают вертолеты,
they make helicopters,
маленькие вертолеты,
small, you know, remote control helicopters.
Их было там намного больше.
There was more of them there than people in the church.
У них, кстати, группки больше, чем
they have bigger groups than in the church because Jesus, you know, is not that interesting. Helicopters with a small engine, it's way more interesting.
Алло.
Дорогие мои. Hello, my beloved. We have to understand church is not just another group of people that gathered in the building. Oh, you like a helicopter and we like Jesus. These are the children of a live God. And if this does not tell you anything, I don't know. You know, church not only looks, but it also copies the world. What? You, the one that has all of the glory of heaven, revelations about his kingdom, the whole authority, Jesus says, you have all. And we are digging, you know, in the sewers looking for food so the church can survive.
We are trying
to make up new tricks. Let's invite this guy. Oh, he stood and played, and the church gathered. Okay, we bought the CDs and we left. Let's invite him. Listen. How about you invite God? At least one time. Just invite him for a visit. Let him do whatever he wants. But before that church, let's just fast 30, 40 days. And invite Jesus to come for a visit. Oh, no one will understand you. Amen. Because Jesus came for a visit. Beloved, changes of the elements in the atmosphere, no matter how cold the glass is, with ice or whatever, it cannot remain cold for a while because someone keeps the atmosphere. If you would know, my beloved, when God showed me what the church looks like, oh Lord, church continues to fight with the elements inside the glass. Church is not understanding, it does not understand that there is a ruler that controls the atmosphere,
spirit,
a spiritual thermostat. Who understands me? I'm speaking to grown-ups here. I'm speaking to grown-ups. Listen. Everything that the church does all of its life. Oh, this is our glass. Oh, let's Let's put more ice in there. All that it does, all of its life, is fighting the elements inside the glass, trying to keep it cold. It can't even save itself.
О какой атмосфере, о каком излиянии вообще может идти речь? Она не может стакан держать.
It cannot even keep the glass cold. All of its life, Lord help, Lord help, Lord come.
Ты до сих пор не понял?
You, till this day, you do not understand. You're the one that has to come. You'll say, who am I? Again, I tell you, the Son and daughter of God. When people cry out, they cry out by asking God about you, and you still don't understand this. You're the one that has the authority to change the temperature of spiritual atmosphere. You hear me? Oh, church, 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 church. Oh, how I want to see this generation that will get this. The ones that will come to prayer and say, I am changing the atmosphere in my house. Number one. The demons will not touch my kids. And don't say it as some sort of sacrifice. You know how they pray, those that feel like a sacrifice. You can see them. A sacrifice never commands because sacrifice cannot command.
Приказывают хозяева.
The rulers command.
Сыны,
sons of God command.
Приказывают его дочери,
his
его
daughters
семья,
command.
Приказывают.
His family commands.
Рабы всегда вопиют.
Slaves always cry out somewhere down there, oh Lord.
Церковь до сих пор
Church till this day does not understand. It needs to stop fighting the elements inside the glass.
Всю жизнь
All of our life, we're holding
Слушай,
our churches. You know what? Let's make right weather out
да.
There. Yeah? God said, I give you authority. Is somebody going to use it? Somebody. So your whole, the roof goes off the house. You totally, you say, I put angels around my house. My house is the throne of God. You're the ruler not only of your house, of your family, of your land, of your city. You were born to be the ruler of this earth. Wake up, and Jesus gave you this title back. And till this day, you're still fighting with the elements in the glass when God not only gave you the control over the glass, over the whole thermostat. You know? When I want my glass to be cold always, you know what I do? I open the fridge and put it in there. What is the fridge? It's a microatmosphere that controls everything. No matter what you put in there, everything obeys the elements of the atmosphere in the fridge. You understand me? I want you to leave this building strong and brave like lions and lionesses. The family of God, and once you leave here, you say, this is my atmosphere. Remember, when God is within you, you breathe, you sanctify everything that is around you. Oh, church. Some say, please, Pastor, tell me what God tells you. Listen. If you can't accept what happened during this conference, believe me, my beloved, I can't even share 1% of what Christ shows me. Church, listen here. It is not ready for these things. I understood by this conference. This is just small things. You will see what you will see and what's going to be flowing through you. Dear Lord, oh, somebody's sister in panic. You are born to live in the glory. Glory is your oxygen. Right now, we are entering into the glory sometimes. Listen, a time will come when sometimes you will have to leave the glory. So you will do something and then quickly go back in because this is your oxygen. Oh, my Lord, I believe church, you know, we will grow to that point. I believe that we will get there. If people cannot accept these simple things, then I can't even imagine what happens if Jesus really tells us what he wants to do. Church, all of its life, tries to keep the water cold and never wins this battle. Have you ever noticed that? Church, have you noticed that this battle is always lost? Let's truthfully right now look at the flow and flow out of the churches. Some sort of big gathering, outpouring, and you'll see how many people will you know, will remain in the church, and how many of those will actually be great warriors. It's a sad picture. I've been there. I've seen it. We've done these things ourselves, and then we'd sit there and cry. The situation was so sad that we found one person from the whole conference. There was thousands that repented. Everybody received Bibles, and everybody got addresses of the churches. Who understands me here? I believe that we will be truthful with ourselves with these questions and ask this question. Why is that? That we lose. Because God says,
till this time,
you're thinking so small, and you're constantly fighting this glass. He says, I want you to conquer the atmosphere. Beloved, Jesus said, when they said, teach us how to pray, he said, let your kingdom, what is it? Let come? His atmosphere. Beloved, I saw when God just called me many, many years ago, when he came to me himself, I saw when a hateful person would step over the threshold of my house, I saw him fall flat like that. And from his eyes, those were not tears, they were just spraying, like rays of tears, and he was laying and crying, and I was thinking, why is he crying? Then, in a couple of hours, I am speaking the truth here. They raised him up, he's all in tears. First you had to wipe his face. Something was happening to him that he could not control, and then he would tell me. He said, the brothers have sent me here to find out what was going on and then reveal it to them at their meetings of brotherhood. And you know, I saw with my own eyes, and you will see what will start to happen.
Lord,
you know why?
He got into the atmosphere of God.
Either he wants it or not, he is given into the elements of this atmosphere, and he has no chance. He either has to leave it fast because he's in it, and if he cannot get out in time, that's it. I saw with my eyes. Pay attention. What will happen? God is raising up the generation of glory. Somebody's losing its roof, and somebody says, come on, Jesus, give me some more.
Come on!
Yeah, diamonds are falling. Yes, they're falling. Those that are listening or hearing me, they would want for diamonds to fall in their house.
1 carat,
19,000. Yes, they're falling.
Give me some more, Jesus.
Give me some more, Jesus. Let them fall. Let them come out of ears, out of mouth. I don't care. God is asking, oh, people are asking, why is this all happening? I say, when a bridegroom comes for his bride, first of all, he sends his ministers with gifts. Read the Old Testament before they come and get the bride. The bride does not see the groom. She sees the gifts, all the diamonds, jewelry, gold, glory. A minister comes, angels come and bring. And then the King of Glory comes in. And the bride is all dressed, not only in the spirit, but in the flesh too. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. Oh, I don't understand. Oh, continue not to understand. It's okay, I want to understand. I want to take it all. If you don't want your diamond, I'll take it.
Hallelujah.
I love to be with Daddy. How about you? Oh, Lord. Daddy's so good. Oh, it's overflowing here with water. It speaks that this is a very serious message. Water's everywhere. So look. The devil knows the laws of the spiritual atmosphere. We're not fighting a dumb enemy. And every time I look at what he does, I say, Lord, you took his ranks away, but you did not take his mind. He is smart. He knows what he's doing. I believe the time will come. Well, God will take his mind away. But right now, while he's still in his mind, we have to pay attention and walk closely with God to be victorious. So look, the devil knows the spiritual laws of the atmosphere. No matter what he does, everything, including the fleshy church, obeys that atmosphere. You understand me? Everything. whatever the devil does, you know why? In one city there's a glory of God, the other city, no matter how many churches are there, nothing happens. Because the churches are under the temperature of the atmosphere. They're under a thermostat, and they're constantly in their small buildings. Let's lock ourselves up and pray. Everything that we do is that we start each other. We start each other. As soon as you let him go, he leaves and said, I have fallen.
I've fallen.
I smelled something. I had sex. I did that. I did this. And again, you resurrect him. What? What embarrassment is that? This is a church. This is an embarrassment. You have to get onto the level where you control the atmosphere. You hear me? God says, I gave you all authority over every demonic spirit. When the church will get this, Lord, I'm saying this. Listen, can you at least start with your house? Start with your house. You will see how the demons will obey. Don't ask. Don't ask as a sacrifice. The devil. Devil. Do you hear me? I would show you, but there is no time. Satan. Satan does not hear you. Because you're of the same temperature as everybody else. He doesn't see that. You know, he has those thermal binoculars that everything that is hot, it separates, you can see it in different lights. He looks into that binocular. It's all normal. It's all good. And churches are, you know, doing CPR to each other, changing the IVs. More people left. That's it, all the kids left. Listen. Stop running around with all IVs and all these generators. You know what? Go stand in the gap. Find crazy people like you. Yes, there will be war. War like you've never felt before. But you have all authority. If you will not give up, you will always be victorious. If you don't give up, you will always be victorious. That's the law. Because we have the one that won.
So,
Ephesians 2, we'll have a couple of scriptures from the Bible. One of them is Ephesians 2:2. Look what Paul is writing.
И вас, мертвых по преступлениям и грехам вашим, в которых вы некогда жили, по обычаю мира сего, по воле, слушайте сюда, князя господствующего, где?
In which at one time you walked habitually, you were following the course and fashion of this world, were under the sway of the tendency of this present age, following the prince of the power of the air. You were there because every air smelled. And you smell too. You are not of this world. We are the carriers of the atmosphere of heaven. We are the sons and daughters of God. We are His family. Listen here, when all that you need, you don't need to imagine or make up anything. All you have to do is receive it by faith and move this way. Once you will move this way, no matter what house you enter, the demons in the atmosphere will tremble before you, tremble before your single word, before your face, before you showing up, because the devil knows as soon as you step there, and your speech, as soon as you start speaking, everything will transform. Beloved, you have to understand, not me, but all of us, we're the family of God. Nobody's higher or lower. Everybody is an individual and original gift from God. Oh, Jesus. The prince of the power of air, you were obedient to and under control of the demon spirits that still... constantly works in the sons of disobedience, the curious, the rebellious, and the unbelieving who go against the purpose of God. And no matter what the church does, and try to do, nothing will work. I want to tell you right now, that glass, as soon as you stop watching it and keeping it cool, right away, it will transform into atmosphere that surrounds it. You know what the church needs to do to be like the world? You know what? Nothing. Just calm down. Just stop. For a time, relax, and that's it. And some think, No, they think that we have to be in war all of our lives. Listen, the war is for a season. My beloved, when you take the atmosphere, when you take the air, who watched the CD DVD? I think we have it. It's called Transformation of the City. You know what? They would come. The first thing they would do, they said, you know what? Stop doing your cheap evangelizing. You know what? Those anointed men that have serious authority, you know, in the spirit, they take, rent a hotel, and they pray and pray over the atmosphere before they do a crusade. You know what they do? They take over the atmosphere, and they change the temperature, and then in some sort of strange way, thousands of people give their lives away to God, and not just that, they also start serving God. They come into the kingdom, and they become the sons and daughters of God. You hear me? Oh, beloved, if you could understand, my beloved, do you know that just by pushing a button, single button, upon this thermostat in this building, I change the temperature, and you all will start bringing in fur coats, putting on hats, and you'll say, wow, it's 40 degrees. I mean, not minus 40. 40 in Fahrenheit. And you'll say, wow, it's cold. You'll start getting icicles upon your nose. You know what? You'll be in the atmosphere that I have created. Imagine this in the spirit. The same thing in the spirit. It is the law. And if you are not that person that knows who he or she is, within time you will be given over into this atmosphere and you will fight the same problems, same sins. I went to the encounter. Nothing helped me. Listen. They just took you, cooled you down, and left you. Now, who has to take care of it? You? You have to change the atmosphere. I went to my friends, and we celebrated. And then you see, please pray for me and my deliverance. I want to drink again. I mean alcoholic beverages. You know, the funniest thing is when people tell me, right now I'm going, I will tell everybody, I'll conquer everybody. Listen, till this day you do not understand, it's completely different temperature over there. First of all, you have to tell yourself and change the atmosphere around you before you go. And once you go there, beloved, right now we're going to get into their unique scriptures in the Bible, and you will understand what I'm speaking about here. Are you receiving something into your spirit right now? Oh, Daddy, you know why? Everybody knows us. Everybody heard about us. Someone loves us, someone hates us. You know all of this happens like that. Because somebody is changing that thermostat and the atmosphere, amen? And you know, letters start coming. My church is falling apart because of you. Because I mean, in your city, I'm changing the temperature. And I've done it for a long time in your church too. Hello. Just give a CD. And the atmosphere changes. Why is that? That's how life is. Amen? God gave you authority to change the atmosphere. You hear me? I don't even need to be there physically to dig in somebody's mind and bring it into order. You hear me? Church, if you could only know what you have, you are creators, your word is law. You have to know this. You have to prophesy this. Again, I'm not speaking for you to say this somewhere under the bed, hiding and being scared. You know what? Come out like a king, you know, spread out your shoulders and, you know, start speaking, commanding the elements in your house to be obedient to your word. Just download your house with the angels in His glory. Remember, the one that controls the atmosphere is the one that controls all of the elements that are in the atmosphere. The devil understands this. And you know, he is not even planning on fighting the fleshy church because they are of the temperature that he has regulated. Beloved, as soon as someone starts to boil something, you know, the devil in his thermal camera, he sees a red spot. I'm not getting this. What is this? You know what happens? Satan feels the heat. You know what? He starts to be influenced by our temperature. Let's retreat. You know what that is? It's the glory and worship. His glory is the only area where he cannot come to. You know, you can read the Bible as much as you want, read the books, listen to CDs, relax. But as soon as you start to praise and worship and call upon the life of God, heaven opens up and the temperatures start to change. Beloved, do you know what I like? We are changing the temperature. Hello. If some of you don't see it, you know what? Go onto the internet, open your eyes, listen here. You know what? The temperature is changing. You know what? We will change it degree by degree. Amen? You know, we will see. You know what I'm shocked by the most? Supernatural became unnatural. For church, it is so confusing. You know what? Somebody has to change it, and it will be done by you. It has to be strange when nothing happens, isn't it so? And it's normal when you have the glory, when you have signs and wonders. It is normal when there's feathers around you. Amen? Amen. You're not normal. No, you're not normal. No, nothing happens with you. You're the one that's not normal. Nothing happens with you, then you're not normal.
Come on.
Stop bothering me. If you have nothing that happens with you, that means that there's no one next to you. Stuff happens around me all the time, every day. Every day, not a problem. And a lot of you have that also. Don't put me in the category of the crazy people. Bible says that he will take the simple-minded and, you know, and show the wise what is wisdom of God. Wake up, church. Let's move on. Unique. I will want to say this fact remains a fact. Why is it all the street evangelizing and all the testimonies and everything that is kind of in the same group does not have a great success? The atmosphere has not been captured by the church. Everything will go back to where it was. And the church, fleshy church, will lose this drive to evangelize and to have conference to the glory of God, and it will lock itself in as a sect. And this is what we notice and see. You can't hear, you can't see the church, nobody battles, because it is not dangerous at all. It is simply an occasional group of people that, you know, keep themselves alive, you know, by giving the 10% and tithes and paying off their buildings and, you know, do something for the youth to keep them entertained so they do not leave the church. Beloved, wake up. Change the temperature. However long that takes, you know, we, to this day, we are standing in the gap. You know what? We have, the temperature has changed more now than it was 5 years ago, I guarantee you, but it's not where it has to be. You know what I like right now? In the center, we have this line that is being erased away between the supernatural and the natural, and the supernatural falls into the natural. It is, this divide is so thin, I believe that the angels will fall out there soon too. Somebody will stay, and the church will look at him, and he'll say, whoa, they can see me. I believe that. It's all in the Bible. The whole Bible. Jesus had angels ministering to him. We could see that happening everywhere. These are ministering spirits. They are where his glory is. Where daddy is, that's where his ministers are. And where his children are, that's where his ministers are too. Why did Jesus say, do not depart from Jerusalem? Look, let's read this scripture. I love this scripture. I love the book of Acts. It's one of my favorite books. You know what? Because right now I am seeing how the sons and daughters will start seeing visions. I always said, Lord, we want to take the book of Acts and move. We have to pass by this level. We have to take it and move on further away. Why is it flying here? You understand what I'm saying? Church has to take the atmosphere. Church has to take the atmosphere and move further. Let's read this scripture. Book of Acts, chapter 2, 1-2. And when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all assembled together in one place. When suddenly there came a sound from heaven, like a rushing of a violent tempest blast, and it filled the whole house in which they were sitting. You hear me?
Знаете, почему Иисус сказал?
You know what Jesus said? Don't you even dare, don't you dare even move. He said, if the atmosphere in the city is not under the control of the Holy Spirit, everything will be lost and it will be embarrassing. But as soon as these drunk in the spirit disciples rose up upon their weak legs, and Peter was one of the strong ones, he said that it is written that he rose his voice up. And he said, brothers, we're not drunk. We're normal. You are not normal. That's how it was. I'm serious. And as soon as they left, guess what happened with these 3,000 men and women and children that just simply got into the atmosphere? They all repented. Some, listen, I always said and I will always say, the book of Acts, apostles, the first mass evangelizing, you know, it was all of a sudden. Nobody came by registration to the conference or by an invitation. They did not rent any hotels. They just came there because of the celebration. And they see people, men, that are laughing, laying around. They look strange. And they started laughing at them. They said, look at them. Their roof is gone. They got up and they could not understand. And they said, you know what, guys, all 3,000 of you, we gotcha. Because right now you're in our atmosphere. And you know what Paul did not tell them? You know? You need to give your life to Jesus. He will give you all new Lexuses. No, none of that existed. You know what he said? You have crucified Christ. And you know what they said? What should we do? You know what Paul said? Repent. And they said, okay. And it is written that 3,000 men and women, you know, came to church, and it's written that every day, more come. Jesus didn't say, just pray until you lose consciousness, until you're out of breath. Beloved, he told them, pray until the temperature in the city will change. And as soon as the disciples, once the Holy Spirit came, the thermostat changed. And now once they leave and they speak, now all the people are obedient to the temperature of the apostles. Everybody gives their life away. It is written, yes, it was in the time of Jesus, but Jesus left. He said, don't you leave until power comes. And they waited for the atmosphere came, and now you have freely walk upon the streets and preach, yes, yes, there will be persecution. Yes, they will try to kill you, but they won't be able to do it. Oh, I love this. I love this. You know, Daddy has very unique things. Look. Why is it that Jesus said, do not depart from Jerusalem? He knew that if the atmosphere is not in the hands of church apostles, everything will end quite sadly. And we notice this sad situation right now in the Christianity. We are pushing and pushing. Money, hundreds of thousands leave. Please tell me how much, what is the budget of that particular crusade with apostles? Can somebody tell me how much did that cost and what was their budget? 200,000 that, you know, for our decorations. for the lights. The fog machine and everything around us. What was the budget for the church? Zero.
Мужики, вы встали с грязи. Там не было карпета.
There was no carpet, so they got up, shook all the dirt off. They said.
Мне нравятся такие евангелизации.
I love crusades like that.
А там, пуф, шабум.
There's, you know, show, and that's it. It's only a show. No result.
А призыв к алтарю забыли сделать.
And they forgot to have an altar call.
Я, кстати, это видел.
You know what? I saw this. I saw this.
А призыв? Ой.
What about the altar call? Imagine they got all the money, they congratulated everybody, gave people flowers, and then they forgot to tell people to come to the altar. And I said, wow, look what the church got to. It's complete embarrassment.
I was shocked. I said,
guys, this is the only thing that you have to do. Forget about the flowers. Jesus will give you flowers in heaven.
Ой, я в шоке.
Oh, I could tell you a lot of things. I will hold myself.
Я много чего видел.
You know, I saw a lot of things.
Перестань сражаться с последствиями атмосферы.
With what is happening in the atmosphere.
Перестань постоянно. Вы знаете, что мы делаем?
You know what we do? We constantly fight with the result outcomes of the atmosphere. And the devil sits there and laughs. Oh, as though you just, you know, brought something into order here, and he's doing another thing there. All of your life you're running as a person, it constantly is
in some sort of, you know, in a
911 kind of emergency situations.
Я верю, Отец поднимает настоящую церковь. Дорогие мои, вам дана власть church, beloved, атмосферу в ваших домах, в ваших городах, в ваших штатах, в ваших states, странах. Церковь единственная имеет это право.
Right.
Я верю, что, дорогие believe, мои, некоторые beloved, люди выкидывают, тратят все жизни свои, не понимают, что лучше потратить несколько лет в духовной брани,
it's better to spend a couple of years in spiritual warfare, open up a spiritual portal in the heaven, and you will see what will start to happen.
Ты увидишь, как
you will
Бог
see how God will start to move in your life.
Я так рад, я
I'm
так
so
рад.
Happy, I'm so happy.
Что папа делает?
What daddy's doing?
Почему церковь слабая?
Why is it the church is weak and useless? Because it has... It is obedient to the spiritual elements. The devil will never battle you if the atmosphere of the city or the country is not in your hands. You are just simply just a charismatic firecracker, you know, nobody gets heat or cold out of you. Beloved, you can, you know, shoot out different phrases, pretty phrases. Here are songs, we will conquer. You know what? Nobody needs your songs. Your cheap phrases, nobody wants to hear them. Listen.
Понимал, что такое
Have you ever understood what is a spiritual atmosphere? Have you ever understood that you can change the spiritual atmosphere? You understand that you don't need to fight the outcomes. Oh, if this is for my sons for his rehab, you know what? Take the atmosphere. I believe that God lets this happen so the church will get jealous for the church will say, how long will we fight with these elements in these glass? In this glass. Whenever Jesus would appear, things will change. No matter where disciples would go, the cities would give their lives to God. Cities, you're fighting for one soul for 15 years. Have you ever asked yourself a question? Just accept it. There is no God in your life. Just accept it. Truthfully. I believe till the last drop. You know, your eye does not see, your leg is dry, and you're still crying. You know what? The spirit of idiotic spirit, leave in the Jesus' name. Devil will never battle you. I'll repeat that again. If the atmosphere of the city and the country is not in your hands, beloved, you know why you, me, all of us together, we're being attacked? Because not people. The devil knows who takes over the atmosphere of the city. Amen? The devil knows. He says, whoa, look, these children, yeah, Satan, these children. And war breaks out against you to stop you. To cut you out, to destroy you, to pour dirt upon you. You know, the devil can't pour anything besides dirt. You know what that is? I call it... you know, I call it as good food, you know? You know, when you pour flowers, you know, with manure or things like that, they grow better. And the tomatoes are growing and growing bigger, and they say, come on, more, come on. And we start feeding people over there in a different country. And you say, oh, these tomatoes are so good. And I can tell you the secret. I can even give you the recipe of what it takes. The devil knows how to attack. Why is he attacking us? Because, you know, I can truthfully say that we are changing the atmosphere of the city, not only the city, but the atmosphere of Christianity. Ooh, such big words. Listen, but somebody has to do it. Everybody's so scared, and they want to make you like this. Oh, look, he's so prideful. No. Listen. Only the Son of the Father wanted to come into this condition as a slave. Remember the son, the prodigal son, he painted this, he drew out a plan. He said, I will come, I'll be right there with the slaves, with the pigs. At least I could have a piece of bread. You know, he had this mindset of less than even a slave. You know, he said, if I could just come and ask for forgiveness, Daddy said, get up, do you know who you are? He didn't even have enough time to repent and say everything. But next thing he knows, he's got golden chains, he's got a hammer, he's got rings, leather jacket.
Wow.
Now the servants are cooking, and then there's parties going on, and you're saying, wow, Daddy. He said, son, stop. You are a son. Oh, beloved, if you could understand, you want to be a nobody, but Daddy raises you up and says, look me in the eyes. Pay attention. You are my son. By lowering yourself, you're lowering me. Does anybody understand me? By lowering and by making yourself a nobody, this is not that humbleness. This is not that humble condition. You have to know who you are. You're a son of your father. As soon as the temperature starts to change in your city or in your country, this is where you need to hold on. The devil knows this law. He, of course, will send out an attack against you, everything that he has in his arsenal. But, beloved, do not worry. Everything what will happen is more manure that we will need to have a bigger fruit. You know what? Relax. Like we said, that the dogs are biting, but the caravan continues to go. Nobody cares. It never bothered you. You know, this darkness never bothered you. It never will touch you. You continue speaking, continue testifying, continue prophesying, continue to do what God tells you to do, change the atmosphere. Have you noticed that? As soon, you know, go wherever you want to, but not to Shapovalov. What is that? What is this nonsense? I don't understand. Why? You can listen to any cities, but not him. Go to any site besides his. Listen, you just advertised me in such a way that nobody can even pay money for that. You said, don't listen to anything besides him. That's what happens in the eyes and in the ears of people. They say, oh, right. Which website do we not have to visit? And I'm thinking, why is it thousands and thousands of people come into our website? Give me. As soon as something happens, you know, something is not being downloaded. So many complaints. We can't download. What, you guys want to eat? I love to be with Daddy. Somebody says that Christianity is boring. Oh, listen. You know what? You need to take a breather before you start running again. Look, let's read the scripture now, finish. How apostles would bring people to repentance. Apostles would bring to repentance. Acts 2:36. So apostles, rose on their legs, and now they can move their tongues a little bit, and Peter is saying, therefore, let the whole house of Israel recognize beyond all doubt and acknowledge assuredly that God has made him both Lord and Christ, the Messiah, the Jesus whom you have crucified. Isn't this kind of mean? There's people here, and you're telling them, you crucified. Let's be a little softer. Let's be normal. If you say, speak this normally, you put some tea, some cake. You know, worship team will sing. It'll be better, right? Of course. They'll sit, they'll eat, they'll look at the group and say, wow, I want to go to you. What? Look. It was a strange method of preaching.
Иисуса, которого вы распяли.
Jesus, whom you crucified. Now, when they heard this, they were stung, cut to the heart.
Должно быть наоборот.
What? It has to be the other way. They have to be irritated and say,
почему?
Why?
Попали в атмосферу.
They got into the atmosphere of God.
Дорогие мои, мне говорят, beloved, сделай свою речь мягче.
Oh,
слушай,
people
сюда.
Tell me, why don't you be a little softer?
Те,
listen here.
Слышат,
those that do not hear, and they will listen, but they will not hear.
Дорогие мои, мы должны понять,
beloved, we have to understand when the atmosphere comes. People, you know, their hearts soften. They do not irritate it. You know, this is what we do to your cities. Break your cities. Don't worry, we'll make more. We have a lot of them. You know what? Just pay for it and go with peace.
Услышав это, они умилились.
Now when they heard this, they were stone cut to the heart, and they said to Peter, "You're not going to tell them, repent, repent, repent." No, they said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, special messengers, "Brethren, what shall we do?" And Peter answered them, "Repent, change your views and purpose to accept the will of God in your inner selves instead of rejecting it, and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness you shall and release of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." And we know what happens, that over around 3,000 men and women, you know, maybe they couldn't count, a little weak with math, weren't so educated, they couldn't count. So anyway, we understood. Beloved, my advice to you, those that hear and see me, oh, we're waiting for this anointed, we're waiting for this anointed person. Please come, come. You know, once we, if we come with our atmosphere, we leave with our atmosphere also. But what remains with you? I always tell, beloved, why don't you conquer your cities, ministers, pastors, whoever you are, listen to me very careful. Carefully. You have authority over your cities. If God puts you in Ukraine, you don't need America or Latvia. If God has placed you in Lithuania or in Estonia, you don't need Ukraine. Stay there and start speaking into the atmosphere. You have full right for this. And you will see how around you things will start to change. Speak, speak, speak until things will start to happen. If you will not stop, you will be amazed at what God will start to do around you.
Amen.
Give God glory.
Давайте мы встанем. Просто поблагодари папу. Слушай, попроси его, чтобы он изменил тебе мышление, разум, чтобы ты начал думать не как блудный сын, который пришел, а как человек, который действительно знает свои права. Понимает, да, ты был, отец сам тебе не даст быть где-то в нищете, там где-то ползать вместе, там где-то на грядках. Он говорит, слушай, сынок, какие бы твои ошибки не были, это не лишает тебя статуса сына и дочери. Никогда. Начни говорить, Господь, пожалуйста, дай мне мышление царя, мышление небес. Это то, что дьявол лишил церковь. Когда ты, знаете, мы легче поддаемся атмосфере, когда что-то плохо, мы в ней более комфортно себя чувствуем. Ты должен просто возопить, до каких пор? До каких пор это будет в моем городе? До каких пор это будет в моей семье? Да возревнуй! Наконец-то. Да возревнуй, скажи, Бог, до каких пор это будет атаковать меня? Начни менять все вокруг. Начни говорить в атмосферу. Начни менять температуру. Начни изменять все элементы. Скажи, Бог, ты мне дал власть. Не проси Бога. Бог тебе дал эту власть. Не проси ангелов, не гони этого дьявола, забудь за него. Он подчинится атмосфере. Начни со властью говорить, я меняю, я говорю, я приказываю. Мой дом Божий, здесь слава, здесь чудеса, здесь его жажда. О, начни говорить. Займи жизнь человека, который жаждет ходить в славе, жаждет ходить в огне, жаждет ходить в силе. Мой Бог, поклонитесь. Спасибо, любимый. Спасибо, любимый. Спасибо, любимый. Мой Бог, аллилуйя. Аллилуйя, Иисус. О, мы идем куда-то, церковь. Мы идем куда-то. Боже мой, Мечтайте о том, чего еще не было, церковь. Мечтайте о чем-то, чего еще не было. Ты не жалкая копия, ты оригинал. Очнись и пойми, в какое время ты рожден. Ты рожден во время революции, во время реформации. Отсидеться на задних лавочках больше нельзя. Ты должен принять решение, где ты находишься, куда ты хочешь идти. Реши наконец-то, кто ты. О, спасибо, папа. Спасибо, любимый. Спасибо тебе за нашу семью, за жажду, за жизнь, за славу твою. Мой Бог. Мой Бог, спасибо тебе. Спасибо тебе. Любимый, спасибо тебе. Аминь. Воздайте ему славу, церковь. Спасибо, папа. Аллилуйя. Присядьте.